Good example, PLTD surgeon here. Today's date is 05/18/2023. The patient is for Stephen Edgerly. Edgerly spells E-D-G-E-R-L-Y. Stephen spells S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Date of birth is 01/26/1985. 38-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Stephen has a history of opioid use disorder, hypertension. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care elsewhere, and today says he has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 92%. Pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, blood pressure is 142/91, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck flow, range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no rigidity, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or, vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, yes. Full range of motion, upper and lower, with no discomfort, bay rate well, with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, neuro, alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 medication refill, number 3 hypertension, period. Next paragraph, as regards to the patient's hypertension, he has medication at home. He takes lisinopril. Again, we discussed the need for labs to be drawn, namely CBC, CMP, lipid profile, to assess patient's kidney functions, considering he's had blood pressure for such a lengthy period of time, to look at his cholesterol, to see if he is diabetic. Again, he says he does not have the funds to have the study done. He said he will save again and try to do it next visit, period. Next paragraph. Suboxone was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film, 1/2 film SL daily for 30 days, number 15, no refills. Next paragraph, urine drug screen was done. Okay, urine drug screen was positive for Suboxone, which he takes as part of the program. All other unauthorized substances were negative. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.